T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon, a beautiful day. Next couple of days look like they're going to be absolutely gorgeous. You should start each day as I do. First thing in the morning, 6 a.m. with my friend John Reed. Always, always great stuff with John. If you missed his conversation this morning with Mayor LeVar Stoney, oh, I know what you're thinking. LeVar Stoney, didn't he throw a temper tantrum a couple of months back and he decided he would never come back? Yes, that's true. But for whatever reason, he did come back. And it was sad. No, it really was. Look, I'm not a fan of the mayor, but even I can feel sorry for someone who is just kind of punching above their class. You know, the weight class, he's often been described as a lightweight. And I don't think his performance this morning did anything to dispel that. He talked about having a budget surplus of $13 million, which is amazing. He claims that people paid their taxes. Okay, well, that's perhaps in the last year. How about all the businesses he's driven out of town? How about all the properties whose values have plunged? And if you really do have an extra $13 million, can you tell me why there are still 10,000 school children in the city of Richmond who do not have the technology, the device necessary to access education? And then he had the nerve, and I'm just going to end with this, he had the nerve to talk about the peaceful protests. Well, I guess it all depends how you define the word peaceful. I see millions of dollars worth of property damage. I see people's livelihoods destroyed. I see families who spent generations building businesses that are now destroyed. That's what I see when I look at what the mayor's been able to accomplish, undoing about 40 years worth of work in about 90 days. Now, I want you to actually listen to the conversation, so go to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. Somebody who absolutely has got his finger on the pulse of what's going on in the city is Mike Dickinson. Mike is running for city council in the 1st District, and just this past Sunday, he threw a little get-together called Back the Blue. It was designed to show support for members of the Richmond Police Department. And, well, some folks who were not really invited decided to show up as well. Mike, I appreciate you being here.
I'm always happy to be on your show on WRVA, the one true media in the whole city of Richmond, in the whole area. It's you tell the truth.
Well, that is very kind. I've tried to paint the picture of what happened this past Sunday, because I was there. You invited me to speak, and I was very happy to do that. But it was your event, so do me a favor, share with everybody what happened.
We had a great event. We had a good turnout. We had a great list of patriotic, American-loving, police-supporting speakers, and Antifa supporters. They sent their A-team out there to try to harass and intimidate, and it felt like a real, it felt like a Donald Trump rally, because we had actual haters. We had like 15 to 20 haters on the street, and they were engaged in booing. It was real heat that they were throwing at us. So it's pretty cool that you're running for city council, and you must really be on to something if you've angered the number one criminal syndicate in the whole city. And these weren't, little peons they sent out. These were all people who've been arrested this summer. Their mugshots are in the paper. They're all well known to the RPD. Like, they sent out they sent out their A team after us.
Wow. So,
yes.
I do wonder though, what was accomplished? You know, our side, and I was standing with you and the other folks there who were, as I listened, paying tribute to the country, paying tribute to law enforcement officers, saluting members of the military, and these folks on the other side, they were not violent, but they were disruptive, and I don't know, Mike, they just struck me as so unbelievably immature. I thought it was pathetic, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, they're really sad people. You know, these are people who, this is like, you know, their whole, this is like Dungeons and Dragons in real life to them.
Yeah.
They don't have any life other than to go around and be disruptive. And, you know, their real life, they're you know, to quote Donald Trump, you know, they're losers. They don't have jobs. They don't have a career they're invested in. They don't have a family. They don't have any, like, real ties or passions other than to be disruptive and immature. And that's really, you know, so many of the people on the left right now, that's their whole thing when you try to discuss anything, you know, involving the president or the police. Blah, 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 blah. They don't even want to hear. They become violent and immature and start throwing names at you.
Yeah.
You can't even have an educated conversation with them.
Well, you know, that was one of the things I noticed, Mike. There was one guy there, and I don't know the names, and I'm not putting up pictures or anything, but there was one guy, taller guy, had, like, denim on. And he kept saying, so everybody could hear, he says, is the press allowed? Is the press allowed? I guess he was, I don't know, maybe writes the newsletter, or maybe he's their social media guy. I don't know. But there were a number of people on our side of the block who said, yeah, of course, come on in, very politely. And they said, well, I'm not going in. Well, okay, so what do you want? Do you want to come out of the street? Do you want to stand in the street? Either one is okay with everybody else, but you know, you asked... I assumed sincerely, was the press permitted? And your folks said, yes, come on in. And then he just refused to come into that side of the street. It was crazy to me.
Yes, I mean, that's their whole thing. They're looking to be victims. One, they're looking to be victims. They're looking for anything they can do to try to make them, oh, they're being picked on. Oh, they're being, you know, discriminated against because of their beliefs. Oh, they don't want to. They don't want to have a conversation. Their idea of a conversation is you have to care. You're not allowed to speak back. And if you don't, you're a racist or hater or some other derogatory word.
Yeah. Well, they had a couple of their folks with kazoos, and I thought, God, I'll be honest with you, Mike, if I took nothing else from this, I didn't know that there was a company that still manufactured kazoos, but, you know, I'm all for kazoos, man. That makes for a good party. And, you know, there was even someone, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, one of the protesters had what looked to me to be a very, very late model Lexus SUV. And, you know, they kept setting off the car alarm.
Yes.
One of the folks on the patriotic side, or at least, you know, the back the blue side, went over very calmly and said, I don't know if you know this, but you're going to kill the battery in that car. And, you know, they went all ballistic and flipping fingers. It's like, God, you can't even help them, because all I can imagine is that person then has to call their mommy or daddy and go, man, the Lexus SUV is dead here in the street. I mean, it just sad, man. Just sad.
Yes. You know, they don't have any, all their whole views are, you know, you're bad, you know, curse words, profanities. They don't have any other views than anything else. And it's not, you know, it's not even worth engaging them, because they just, you know, they just want to fight. They just want to, they have some repressed anger that they've been victimized by the world, and they don't have any motivation to do anything. And it's sad. It's really pathetic.
Well, and you know, that's the funny thing, to circle back and I remind everybody, this is Mike Dickinson, who's running for city council in the first district in Richmond. This past Sunday, he organized a Back the Blue event, rally, get together. I don't know what the technical term is. And there were all sorts of people who showed up, and again, very polite and very patriotic and what have you. But a number of those folks actually did try, because I listened into the conversations, did try and engage in a polite way and say, well, what are you against? And or what are you for? Or what, you know, what is your concern? And again, the response was just, well, you're terrible people, and I'm going to blow my kazoo and sit on my horn. And I don't know, man. And then there was the one woman I thought was interesting who parked blocking the driveway, and a retired Richmond police officer actually went up to her, and I was close enough to hear the conversation, and again, very politely said, "Ma'am, you know, you're blocking this driveway," and to put it mildly, she didn't care, but... it was fascinating as well to watch them. They all came out wearing face masks, but did you notice the large percentage who lifted them so they could smoke cigarettes? So how can you be that concerned with health at the same time sucking down butts? I don't know. I just don't
Exactly.
So is this what you're running into throughout the course of the campaign, Mike?
Yes, because I'm a strong supporter of the police, and I'm the only candidate in my race and through the whole city of Richmond that has come out 100% behind the police department. They targeted me. They've also targeted the mayor candidate, Kim Gray, but they've also targeted me hard, you know, on social media and events, and their whole goal is to intimidate and try to scare anyone who supports the police publicly, because that's their whole agenda. Is they want to shut down the conversation, and they want people afraid to publicly support the police.
It's just awful. What are some of the other issues that you're dealing with as you're campaigning in that first district?
In the first district, so the incumbent councilman Andres Addison, we've had several online forums because he won't do an in-person debate or an in-person forum, even though we've asked him several times so we can confront him with these issues, such as raising taxes twice, such as why he says defunding the police is a good idea, such as why he's worked to get citizens out of the process when it comes to development in the first district. And my whole thing is you have to answer questions. You can't hide behind a Zoom meeting. You have to be confrontational and answer these questions, and you can't just leave them unanswered.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's one of the problems I think a lot of candidates are having this year are the incumbents and the established candidates, they're hiding behind Zoom cameras. I mean, in the 7th district, you know, Nick Freitas can't even get Abigail Spanberger to give him a debate. And we're almost a month out from the election, and she won't even acknowledge a debate.
Yeah. It's just insanity. Hey, Mike, for those who want to learn more about your campaign, maybe they want to help, maybe they want to donate, what have you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can go to my website, thevotedickinson.com. You can go to my Facebook page, therealmikedickinson.com. We're going to be having a much bigger rally, a much louder rally, and in 2 to 3 weeks, details will be forthcoming.
Okay.
And so we're going to be doing another one to celebrate our police and celebrate our America and celebrate that we're not going to be intimidated by anybody. We're going to show up and be proud to be Americans.
Sure. Fair enough. Well, Mike, I appreciate you making time for us. I know we will talk again soon.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet it. That's Mike Dickinson. He is a city council candidate in the first district. And again, he's the one who organized the Back the Blue rally this past Sunday. And Mike tells me that the folks who showed up were the Antifa people. I don't know. I've got to be blunt. I'm not really following Antifa or Black Lives Matter per se. You know, people will send me things, and of course I'm on social media, so I'm looking at these things, but I was just so disheartened by the lack of manners and so discouraged that there was nothing even approaching a conversation. Really, really sad. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.